You know you've reached Angelo Stone Company when you see the massive blocks of limestone stacked alongside the gravel road. Founder William Galloway always has three or four projects going at once so he can stagger his deadlines. The project at the top of his to-do list right now is the commission from the Governor's Arts Awards. He was selected from a field of traditional artists from around the state, invited to submit proposals to create the awards. He calls the statues the dancers. Galloway showed me how he transforms a block of limestone into a handheld work of art.
My name is William Galloway, and I'm a stone carver. We are in Judah, Indiana, which is in Lawrence County, close to Bedford, and we're sitting on top of the Stone Belt, the 60-mile-long by 20-foot-wide bed of some of the finest limestone in the world.
We're going to run the big saw first. This is a 60-inch blade. A big diamond blade, and it's used to cut. It'll cut up to 2 foot of stone slabs by 16 feet or so. It's amazing. It's old technology. This piece here is probably 40 years old. This saw runs every day. This will give us a very clean cut within a 16th of an inch. Yeah, I studied art, and I couldn't find anybody that was doing stone. I wanted a really enduring medium. And then there wasn't anybody teaching stone, so I went to the quarries and asked them to teach me carving. And so I thought, well, I'll learn the mechanics of it, and then I can make my own art.
That's intense.
Is that loud?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You have to wear hearing protection all the time. Let's step outside here first, and we're gonna do something called pitching. Everything that we do can be done by hand. We use the chisels and the hammer. These are the old style things. That takes off a bigger cut. It actually sounds like a percussion instrument. They used to call that ringing the stone, because it was like a blacksmith ring almost. And then you can tell if something's going wrong too. You can tell if it's getting too brittle or going too deep. And I've heard people say that the stones sound like they're singing. So I usually can't hear it. I have earplugs in, but I sure hope it's singing. You're going to be successful, and I will not break. Excuse my truck. I live in it. This is the one that got the competition. And I wanted it to be able to be held, so each of the pieces are going to be so they can be held in your arm. They aren't really very heavy. This is about 4 pounds, I think. So we have to drill a lot of things. We have to use this. Here's a very tiny diamond blade. We have smaller ones than this. Each one sounds smaller and smaller as you use them.
Oh, that sounds like the dentist in the worst possible way.
Yeah, we like that sound, don't we? And these are the large versions of the dancers.
I'm making a 10-foot version of each of the small ones. The actual ward's about 16 inches, about the size of an Oscar, but yet you'll have something visually 200 feet away that'll be identical to the ones that they're going to give out to the people. So I thought this was a great way to put some stone out in front of people and let them see it. Because we're down, we're really dwindling on the numbers with the stone carvers now. So there's just a few guys left. There's really nobody new that's come into it for a long time.
Now we're gonna go to what you really hear. These are the main frame of what we do. These are the percussion hammers.
And that's the hammer hitting the chisel, but modernized. There's no schools. There's nowhere to go to learn it unless you can become an apprentice. It's very much like an old guild kind of thing. And what the universities told me when I talked to them about it, they said, well, you can't learn it in 4 years. You can't learn it in 6 or 7 years. So how can we sell it as part of our program?
Do you ever have any aspirations of having apprentices teaching the next generation?
It's all about the money. If there was enough sales, I'd have people in here. But right now, you know, this is a luxury item. It follows the economy. When people have a lot of money, then they use this. But the building can still be built without the carving on it without the architectural stuff and without the sculpture. You know, even private individuals, it's expensive to buy a stone sculpture. You have to move it. You have to insure it. It costs you money right out of the gate. It's like a dog almost. You buy it and then you start paying for it.
See photos of the dancers and William Galloway's studio on our website at wfiu.org/arts.